إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah, for you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib, a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger achieves the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the fire. We continue, or we are finishing, the recitation and the translation and the tafsir of Surah Al-Fath, and the statement of Allah Ta'ala, Muhammadur Rasulullah, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِّنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ ذَلِكَ مَثَلُهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأه فآزره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. Allah Ta'ala, He says in this ayah, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and those who are with him are harsh against the disbelievers, merciful amongst themselves. You see them prostrating, you see them bowing and prostrating, desiring the bounty of Allah and His good pleasure. Their marks are on their faces from the traces of prostration. This is their example in the Torah. And their example in the Injil is like a seed that shoots forth, that sends forth its shoot, and then it gets strong, and then it gets thick, and then it stands up on its stem, pleasing the one who planted it, and by them, enraging the disbelievers. Allah has promised those who work righteous deeds and believe from amongst them a magnificent reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, He gives us evidence that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And we spent about 4 khutbas explaining that he is the last prophet and messenger to all of humanity and to the day of judgment. Salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. So there's no need to explain anymore, inshallah. Those who are with him are the Sahaba, from amongst the Muhajirun and the Ansar. Those who saw the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and believed in him in this deen of al-Islam and died on the deen of al-Islam. They are harsh against the disbelievers. They are firm and stern against the disbelievers. As Allah Ta'ala, He says in other ayat, أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Humble to the believers and mighty against the disbelievers. These disbelievers here, they refer to those who wage war against the Muslims. It refers to those disbelievers who stand in the path of Allah Ta'ala. This is what is meant by this, and not all of the disbelievers in general. As we see in other ayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, his statement, لَا يَنْهَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَلَمْ يُخْرِجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ أَنْ تَبَرُّوهُمْ وَتُقْسِطُوا إِلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. إنما ينهاكم الله عن الذين قاتلوكم في الدين وأخرجوكم من دياركم وظاهروا على إخراجكم أن تولوهم ومن يتولهم فأولئك هم الظالمون. Allah Ta'ala, He says, Allah does not prohibit you from being kind and fair and just to those who do not fight you on account of your deen, nor drive you out from your lands. Indeed, Allah loves the fair and the just. He only prohibits you from befriending those who fight you because of your deen, and drive you out from your homeland, and help those to drive you out from your land. And whoever befriends them, then they are the wrongdoers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah makes it clear for us our relationship with the disbelievers, so that in light of these current events we don't transgress the bounds of Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taking everything out on every kafir. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in these ayah, though He teaches us to be mighty and harsh against the disbelievers, He clarifies subhanahu wa ta'ala in other ayah that this refers to the disbelievers who wage war against the Muslims. But those who do not wage war against the Muslims, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not prohibit us from being kind to them if they are kind to us, and being fair and just to them if they are fair and just to us, as we see in these ayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book. Allah ta'ala continues as translated, and they are merciful amongst themselves. As he said in the other ayah, they are humble to themselves. Or like the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in authentic hadith, مَثْلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ مَثْلُ الْجَسَدِ إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُضْوٌ تَدَاعَى سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّهْرِ وَالْحُمَّى. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, the example of the believers and their love for one another, and their mercy for one another, and for their compassion in helping each other, is like the example of one body. If one organ complains, then the whole body fills it with sleeplessness and fever. Or as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, الْمُؤْمِنُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ كَالْبُنْيَانِ يَشُدُّ بَعْضُهُ بَعْضًا وَشَبَّكَ بَيْنَ أَصَابِعِهِ. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, the believer to the believer is like a solid structure, each one supporting each other, and then he put his fingers together, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah alayhi wa salatu wa salam qala, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsi. And all of these hadith, they are collected by al-Bukhari and Muslim, where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, none of you truly believes until you love for your brother what you love for yourselves. This is the relationship of mercy, amongst the believers. You see them, bowing and prostrating, desiring the bounty of Allah and His good pleasure. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes the Sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhum with righteous deeds and ikhlas. Righteous deeds from bowing and prostrating, which refers to the salat. And this is from amongst the best of the righteous deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah describes them with ikhlas, or with sincerity for Him, tabarak wa ta'ala, as their salah is sincerely and solely for Allah ta'ala, desiring the bounty from Allah and His good pleasure. And these are the two conditions that must be fulfilled to have any action, statement or belief accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah ta'ala says in other ayat, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, whoever desires to meet his Lord and to have his Lord pleased with him, then let him work righteous deeds and not ascribe any partners in worship with his Lord. The ulama, they explain that this means that no one is going to have or earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in al-jannah until he has righteous deeds and sincerity or ikhlas for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as mentioned in this ayat, or as was the description of the sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they are desiring the bounties of Allah. They are desiring that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would increase them in His provisions, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them wealthy in this world. Wealthy because of their obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unlike many of us Muslims who think in order to earn a good living, in order to increase your wealth, you must disobey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as they equate disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with wealth. As we see in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we see that He describes the Sahaba radiallahu anhu desiring the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making a lot of salat, or being obedient to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or by staying on top of their worship. They were desiring that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase them. And this is the way for us to be increased, is by obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by the worship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Because if Allah increases us with this, then it will benefit us in this world and in the hereafter. And if your wealth is increased by disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then fear the meeting with Allah ta'ala, as Allah ta'ala may be setting you up to snatch the rug from under you all of a sudden while you are enjoying yourselves, and then destroy you with a painful chastisement. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to that which is best in this world and the hereafter. And they're desiring the good pleasure of Allah. They're desiring that Allah ta'ala be pleased with them. And this is the best reward, as Allah ta'ala says in other ayat, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. And the good pleasure of Allah is the greatest. That this is the best thing, to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased with you. And Allah ta'ala is pleased with the sahaba, as we have mentioned in other ayat from this same surah, the statement of Allah ta'ala, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ الْآيَةِ. Allah ta'ala, He says, certainly Allah is pleased with the believers who have given you bay'ah under the tree, and He knows what is in their hearts. Allah knew what was in the hearts of the Sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhum, and He was pleased with them subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we see in this ayah. This is their example in the Torah. This example of the Sahaba wasn't mentioned in the Quran only, but this was their example also in the Torah that was given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And their example in the Injil, in the Injil that was given to Isa alayhi salam, their example is like a seed that sends forth its shoot, and then it gets strong. and then it gets thick, and then it stands up on its stem, pleasing the one who planted it, and by them bringing rage to the disbelievers. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example of the Sahaba here, if we pay close attention to it as the ulama explain. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving an example of the Sahaba. In the beginning, you can compare them like the seed. They were small in their numbers and weak. And then they shot forth as this deen began to spread. And then they got strong. And then they got thick, where their numbers were increased. And then they stood up strong by the help and permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was pleasing to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers. And then by this strength of the Sahaba in Islam, the disbelievers have hated them. This is the example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws for the Sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhum. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Imam Malik rahimahullah, he uses this part of the ayah to say that the Rawafid or the Rafida or the Shia who have gone too far, those who hate and dislike the Sahaba of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Malik rahimahullah and many other scholars who agree with him see them to be disbelievers. Those Shia who hate the Sahaba of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are disbelievers in light of this ayah, because the strength of the Sahaba, it enrages and brings hatred to the disbelievers. So if you hate and have a hatred and a rage and an anger against the Sahaba of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you are kafir, as some of the ulama explain in light of this statement of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has promised those who believe and work righteous deeds from amongst them, from amongst the Sahaba, forgiveness and a magnificent reward. Forgiveness of their sins and a magnificent reward in Jannah. This is a recitation and a translation and a basic tafsir of Surah Al-Fath. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the practice of the surah. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'du. This ayat here at the end of Surah Al-Fath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing the example of the Sahaba of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhum, and the ayat and the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are many in the praising of the Sahaba of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhum. But it's sufficient, as many of the ulama say, it's sufficient for the Sahaba that Allah ta'ala himself praises them, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them, radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. But the ulama, they say this example, though it's for the Sahaba radwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een, that whoever acts as the Sahaba acts, then they will get what the Sahaba got. Meaning that if you have a lot of salat and righteous deeds and ikhlas and sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you have this as your description, if you have this as your description, then you will get the reward that the Sahaba will get of having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased with them and having the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His forgiveness and a magnificent reward of Jannah. This is for those who follow the Sahaba of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah ta'ala, He says in other ayat, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اهْتَدَوْا. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, if you believe in what they believe in, then you would have been guided. Meaning if you believe in, you, those people who come after the Sahaba of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you believe in what they believed in, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Sahaba, then you will be guided. Meaning that we will be guided afterwards if we follow the belief
and the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. So let's look at this ayah in light of the position of the Sahaba in Islam, and that no one gets their position except the ones who try to implement and to practice what they practice, then the reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah ta'ala bless us with following the way of the Sahaba, of his last prophet and messenger to humanity, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. Today might be the last day, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, of this month of Rajab. And tomorrow might be the first day of the month of Sha'ban. And if not, if the moon is not sighted tonight, then the day after that will be the first day of the month of Sha'ban, of which we have a hadith collected by Al-Bukhari al-Muslim on the authority of Aisha radiallahu anha, qalat, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَصُومُ حَتَّى نَقُولَ لَا يُفْتِرُ وَيُفْتِرُ حَتَّى نَقُولَ لَا يَصُومُ وَمَا رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ اسْتَكْمَلَ صِيَامَ شَهْرٍ قَطُّ إِلَّا رَمَضَانَ وَمَا رَأَيْتُهُ فِي شَهْرٍ أَكْثَرَ مِنْهُ صِيَامًا فِي شَعَبَانَ أو كما قالت رضي الله عنها. عائشة رضي الله عنها, she said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to fast so often that we thought that he would never go without fasting. And he would not fast so often that we thought he would never fast, صلى الله عليه وسلم. And I never saw the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم ever fast an entire month except for the month of Ramadan. And I never saw the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam fast more so in any other month than the month of Sha'ban, collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Here in this hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, we see the example of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the month of Sha'ban. And that it was the way of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to fast many of the days of the month of Sha'ban. The month of Sha'ban is approaching us soon, inshallah ta'ala. Whoever finds himself in this month, and hears the guidance of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his sunnah, then let him fast as many days as he could from the month of Sha'ban, as was the way of our last prophet and messenger to humanity, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Oh Allah, we ask you for victory over the disbelieving people. Oh Allah, give the Muslims victory over the disbelieving people. Oh Allah, give the Muslims victory over the disbelieving people. Oh Allah, increase us in Iman with the recitation of the Quran. Oh Allah, increase us in our understanding of your book. Oh Allah, increase us in your understanding of your Quran. Oh Allah, increase us in our understanding of the Quran and bless us with practice to go in accordance. Oh Allah, give us the good in this world and the good in the hereafter and save us from the fire. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والحمد لله